This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance Copyright 2019. And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere. As you know, traditionally, the director's cut appears on DVDs and gives you the inside scoop on the actors, the movie, and of course, the directorial process. EI Alliance, in association with Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro, is the first to create the author's cut. For the first time ever, you get to hear the who, what, where, when, why, and how the authors came up with what they wrote directly from the authors. This is revolutionary access to the creative energy and to the creative energy surrounding the authors. Please note, these conversations for the author's cut occurred in 2015, after the authors published Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change. Back then, the original recordings were produced with an audio version of the book, read by the authors as well. All copyrights and disclaimers of the book apply to these podcasts. So enjoy, as the authors discuss Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, also known as the Blue Book of Energy, and Energetic Invocations Series, a book of vibrational change, volumes 1 to 17, with Process This. A message from the authors.
Hi, this is Julie Benetti.
And this is Susan Bobro.
And we're the authors, and we're happy to share Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, with you. We don't consider ourselves realists or gurus. We simply questioned all in this world that made no sense to us and try to make sense of it. In doing so, we learned about ourselves and found our truth. In speaking with others, we were repeatedly told that we should write down our findings in our very different views. Yeah, well, we did that, and we went one step further. We included the process that we used, and now share it with you to access these same answers within yourself. But don't fool yourself. This book isn't about giving you answers. It's about shaking you up and dispelling untruths. It will help you find your truth. Isn't that really what you want? So enjoy the book and going through this process.
Dedication.
This is dedicated to all the abused, bullied children and adults who keep saying something has to change. Hopefully, this helps to create this change, because the only way to change the world is to change your world.
To the reader.
Hi, this is Julie Benetti.
Hi, this is Susan Bobro.
And we are the authors of Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change. And we're also sharing a conversation with you regarding this first section, To the Reader. As we're looking at this, it's kind of funny to start your book. Don't read this book.
Yeah, but that's a very important part of it. I mean, the thread throughout the entire book is that the power comes from within you. So if you're not bringing that power into this, then don't bother doing anything. It's like you're going to play a basketball game, come wholehearted, or don't play. And that's probably the one thread that does run throughout it.
Because you have to do the work.
Exactly.
And each person who gets this and absorbs it has to do the work. And that's why we say it's not for you unless you want to challenge yourself. It's not for you unless you're going to confront all the different beliefs you've had.
And this is not easy work. It's actually probably one of the hardest things that you're probably going to do, because you're opening up a lot of beliefs, a lot of hurts and pains, as well as a lot of joys in your life. But it's worth it. Once you get through it, it's amazing. It's like training for the Olympics. Why do people do it? And they put themselves through this stuff is to get to another place. It is probably the most important work that you can do. And if you don't sign up for it, don't waste your time.
And it's important to do, because you matter. And it's your life, and life is a journey that you put together.
And so part of the reason we did this is because things just didn't make sense. You know, with so many things going on in the world, and many people say something's going to change. Well, what is change, and how can you really create change? And the change is within you, your perspective, and that's where the answers come from. And, you know, it's very powerful, but like anything, it takes some work. But if you don't do it, I mean, what else are you going to do?
And doing the work helps to empower yourself. And in empowering yourself, you make changes. And in making changes, you change your life and you change the world around you.
And part of the reason with this book is because when you first start doing it, your initial focus, if you're on your own doing this, which most of us are. You doubt yourself. You doubt what you really know. And then you start, even as we did this, you start, you know, is this crazy? Is this right? Why am I thinking different things? And we're talking about natural thoughts of what's really going on. What's the truth? And I think the other part of the book is it helps you to not doubt yourself. It's that beginning step of trusting what you get for the first time. You mean, the one person you really can trust in this world is yourself. You could try to fool yourself, and that goes back to the don't read the book if you're going to fool yourself, because that's foolish.
Right.
Not to use a pun on words, but you know, if you go to the core, you can always trust yourself. And maybe that's what's most important, is that you trust yourself. And if you trust yourself and you move through this work, you will get to a place.
And as you move with that, you move into more clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates more energy and more empowerment. And you're working with your own energy and that around you.
And this book is an incredibly supportive tool. It was for the authors. And I think it's for any reader. But again, it's a support. It's an encouragement. It's a, you're not alone. And it's a, you're doing well. Stay on the course. It's like the coach, but the coach can't be the player. The player's got to be the player.
Right.
And the player plays to the level that they choose to play at.
Mm-hmm.
The coach can only help, but the coach can't do the work for the player.
And this book is a process. So it's a documented process. And in sharing that process, we realized we were sharing something that we actually wanted to read ourselves and remember and work through the process. And it's a consistent, continual process of working on yourself and learning and growing and moving with the energy. And so if you're here right now in this place listening to us talk about this, you have to have an awareness that you're ready to move into that space.
And here's a little secret. If you think you're going to get the last tape or look at the last page of the book and get all the answers, let me clarify. The answers are within, it really is the journey, not the destination. Because you're going to do the work and you're going to be empowered and you're going to have clarity and things are going to change. Then new things change. New things come about, which is exciting. It's new, it's empowering, but there's no end destination to this. Because your journey is really about learning more about who you are. And there's a lot of books and a lot of seminars that address some of it, but this gets into a little bit more of the meat. And the meat comes within you, as to the point that you open to it and you embrace it. You get amazing results.
And you are your own business. And focusing on your own business, your life shows up because you do matter.
And you are important. And this work is important. And actually, it's a lot of fun. Have fun
is.
With it. Because we're talking serious, but it's also fun. You start opening up things about yourself that you never knew. And then you start looking at things. And then all of a sudden, you start seeing things for the way that they truly are. And some of the stuff that you hear about and quantum physicists talk about that you kind of get, but you kind of don't get. Doing this work opens you up to a whole lot more. And it should be exciting and it should be fun along with the work. If this isn't something that should be grueling and painful, there is some parts that, you know, you see things and you're like, oh my God, but it should be fun. So have fun. You do matter. It's important. And we really support that. We want to see other people be in the space that we've moved to. So you owe it to yourself. You don't owe it to anyone else, but you do owe it to yourself.
Once again, your truth is your truth and you do matter.
You know what? People are always posting quotes. You don't even know if they're really true.
Or they're quotes that you've read 10,000 times.
Right, and you're supposed to like them. What about quoting from something different and new?
Now that would be fun.
We did it and took quotes from our Energetic Invocations books and we put it in a quote book.
They're really good.
How do I live when I don't fit in? You can find it on Amazon. The Kybalion can get pretty intense, as you can tell with these podcasts, with the conversation between Susan and I. Sometimes reading and listening isn't the best way to absorb the energy. Believe it or not, testing yourself in a fun way with trivia helps you absorb the Kybalion principles and propel. That's why Susan and I put together a fun ebook to help you do just that. Check it out on Amazon. Download Think You Know the Kybalion today and have fun with the energy. So The Kybalion by Three Initiates is a really cool book. You can read it and read it again and keep on getting different information. And yet there's always somewhere else to go with The Kybalion.
And that's always the question that we have, is how do we approach it from a different angle?
We came up with a great answer. We put together a book of trivia on The Kybalion.
And that is one way that we pushed ourselves into looking at it from a different perspective.
Exactly. And so if you're listening to our podcast and you want to go further into more of the energy, you got to check this ebook out because it will propel you.
And it's only pennies.
But it's worth so much more because when you get in that space, if you can have something that can take you and send you somewhere else in the energy in a different way, it's priceless.
Touché.
Hi, Julie here. Susan and I appreciate you listening to our podcast. Did you also know we've written lots of ebooks and books together? Check out the link in our bio. Find us both on Amazon author pages. Tarot cards are a cool tool to open up and expand your intuition. In fact, the major arcana, the picture cards, are said to follow the stages of life from birth to death and beyond. In the same way, Susan and I blocked out the experience of life into parts: self, journey, people, environment, and world in our book, Energetic Invocations, A Book of Vibrational Change. Each part intensely explores aspects of the life experience. But don't take my word for it. Check it out on Amazon. Download the parts as an ebook or get the whole book available now. What are energetic invocations?
Within Energetic Invocations, A Book of Vibrational Change, there are many invocations. So what are energetic invocations?
They relate to energy. Thoughts and feelings are energy. This book is about revealing or unveiling and changing your thoughts, beliefs, and feelings.
And what better way to change them but to use the energy surrounding them?
The energetic invocations support you in making these changes.
These invocations are the way we helped and supported ourselves through this process, and so we wanted to share some of them with you here.
So we're going to list some of them for you, and they come from various parts of the book.
Nothing is set in stone. Anything can change at any given moment. People, places, and things may be predictable. However, the universe is never predictable.
There is no limitation on the possibilities always available to me in each and every interaction.
I allow each new relationship to stand on its own merits without a preconceived past, present, or future.
I embrace being myself in a supportive environment, free of judgment, guilt, and worry, creating a better world, my world.
All I am is this exact moment, and in this exact moment, all is well.
Now enjoy your day with awareness.
Energetic Invocations Overview.
We're looking at energetic invocations, very, very powerful energy. Okay, first in this chapter, we prod out at beliefs. And I love that question here. What are my beliefs? And most importantly, are they truly mine?
So that's really step one in this entire process. What have you been told? What has society told you? What have your parents, families, schools told you about life, about who you are, and who you're going to be? And, you know, sometimes you have to look and say, why did I believe them? Not with anger, not with blame. The minute you turn to blame, you lose it, okay? This isn't about assigning blame. That's what everyone in this world does. Then you turn into a victim. This is not finding a way of making you feel sorry for yourself. It's not a way about making others feel sorry for you. It's about you moving into a space of empowerment by clearing beliefs. It is not about turning yourself into a victim.
And by being aware of those beliefs, you may find, wow, I've been stuck. And we nicely associate that with nature and with Isaac Newton's first law of inertia. So as energy, we try to stay in motion. But when something comes at us and we get stuck, our motion stops.
So it's similar to if you have an idea, you want to be an artist, you love art. Maybe you don't have the huge artistic ability that people look and say, oh my God, but you love art. And maybe you haven't figured out what part in the art world you want to work in. You haven't defined it. And someone comes and says to you, well, you aren't super naturally talented. So you put that aside and you go to school for X, whatever it is. Your mother did that. Your father did that. The family does this. However, for many people, that problem of being stuck is not when you're an amazingly gifted musician or artist or writer that's over the top, but there is a gift within that, that you know there's a gift in there and you want to explore it, but you've been told no, or you've been told you're not good enough, or maybe you're not the star athlete, but there's something about athletics that you love, but someone came in and told you you're not that, and you resonated with that, and you understand that, no, I still want to do something with athletics. I love maybe personal training, I don't know, but something within that realm that you completely turned off because someone told you you want the star.
And so when you look at where this belief comes from, and you look at these thoughts and beliefs, and you have an awareness, once again, we go into the science. Quantum physicists have been telling us the minute you observe something, it changes.
Exactly.
So now you have the opportunity to move into that change and to move energetically. And energetic invocations are very powerful.
So when you understand something differently, you can move it. When you read the invocations, the idea is you're assigning a new energy to a new belief. It's almost one way of kind of taking it and putting it in cement. It helps to solidify it in your mind. And the energetic invocations changes the energy. We talk about energy, we talk about chi. There's a lot of different ways that other cultures or belief systems have assigned it. But chi runs through all of us. And when you have a belief or a thought, there's an energy that runs with it, hand in hand with it. And so if you want to change it, the first thing you need to do is move some of the energy. And then you create another energy that goes with this new belief to help make that belief move along the meridians within your own system and help become more cellular. It becomes cellular within your body. And the invocations are a way of doing that. They are not mantras. They are not affirmations.
Right. They're an activation tool that activates that energy along with that new belief. That becomes more power around you energetically as well as in your environment.
I think some people go to seminars and they go and listen to the quote gurus because there's an energy around those gurus or healers and that resonates with you. You go there and there's a part of it, and part of the invocation is creating the energy for yourself. Someone else's energy is not meant to be your energy. You know, you pick a guru, whoever it is. We're not meant to be that guru. We're meant to be who we are. And so we have to create our own energy fields and our own energetic beliefs that resonate in our own cells.
And those in and of themselves thus then empower.
Exactly.
Because they go cellular. And so after each chapter moving through the book, we have energetic invocations for you to personalize and to make your own, to enforce with your own intent.
And to truly do this in the most effective manner is to read the energetic invocation, to feel it. And as we have said, we're not going to tell you your truth. It should activate something within you that's positive and healthy. And you, in doing this, really need to personalize each invocation for yourself. We, the authors, have some generic ones that we've read and we've personalized them. Julie's is not exactly the same as mine and vice versa, but Their generic energy between them are very similar, but there's certain things that trigger me and certain things that trigger Julie, and there's certain things that are going to trigger you. And if you are comfortable enough, as you should be and you will be, you will personalize them to what resonates for you.
And as you consistently do that, you move with the vibration that's a healthier vibration for the space that you want to be in, that empowers you.
And if this sounds a little overwhelming or you're unsure, it's okay. You know, it's going to sound different. It's going to feel different. But then again, isn't that what we're asking for? Is different. What's out there? What's been out there? If it's not working and this is different, then rejoice. You know you're on the right path. And trust that as you go further within the book and you do more work, it will not feel uncomfortable. It will start to feel familiar and not different. And therein will be your own validation that you're moving forward, and embrace it. Embrace the different.
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.